We all know that healthcare is changing, and knowing that, physical therapists have to change as well. Our guest today is going to tell us about some things that maybe are not new, but there makes their clinic very different from the physical therapy clinic right down the street. Stay tuned as we talk to Jim Glenn, who's got some interesting information to share with us.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Back with Jim Glenn. Jim, welcome to PT Talker.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you are a physical therapist, DPT, board certified in orthopedics, and you've been practicing since 1994, I believe.
That's correct.
And you caught my eye because of your philosophies in running your private practice clinic, which I think you said you've been in business since 1999 with this unique blend or unique version of physical therapy in private practice called Movement for Life. Can you tell us a little bit about what makes your clinic so different?
Sure, Jeff. Yeah, we as practitioners so often would see the patients come in for, say, shoulder pain or knee pain, and we'd address that pain based on the education that we had, and the patient often would times would hopefully get better, and then we'd discharge them, and we got to the point where we were sitting around as practitioners, and we said, why are we discharging these people? We'd see them back again oftentimes for the same problem, and we thought, we have more knowledge than this. We have the ability to enhance and work with this person throughout their entire life, and we felt like we could continue to help them. So we thought we need to create a process where we can work with these clients and patients throughout the entire movement continuum, from an episodic moving from an episodic situation to truly working with them for their entire lifespan.
So with that philosophy, you have been able to build 16 clinics across California and Arizona. So you're obviously doing something right. But what do you think is, what's the motivation for patients or your referral sources to send people to you versus the other clinics that, you know, even the hospital-based clinics?
Well, I think a big part of it is this view that the care doesn't end once somebody has some of their pain resolved. That it needs to continue on, and that, again, we can enhance their life. So if a patient, whether they're a professional athlete or a geriatric patient that just wants to go walk the streets of Europe on the cobblestone, we can help them achieve those goals. And so we don't just discharge patients, but rather we create a relationship, a care relationship based on movement with both the referral source and the medical team, but more importantly with that patient.
Yeah. Okay, so you know, you mentioned the team. This isn't a clinic made up of just physical therapists. Tell us a little bit about who is actually laying hands on the patient.
Yeah, that's been a challenging process for us because so often we work in these siloed environments where, you know, there's a rehab team and it's traditionally been an occupational therapist, a PT, a speech pathologist, but what we found were that the skills of other people like exercise physiologists, nutritionists, athletic trainers made us a much more well-rounded team that met the needs of the clients that we were serving. So we've taken all those disciplines and put them together, played to everyone's strengths, and hopefully downplayed their weaknesses so that in the end the client's receiving a lifetime process by the person best suited to treat them and work with them. So we have all those people working with the patients, both hands-on as well as hands-off.
So when I come to your clinic as a patient with a bad knee, and I've, let's just say, been approved for 12 visits through my insurance company, what kind of things, what would be my experience in your clinic, and how would that be different again? So what would be the process? And then I guess second part of my question is, at the end of my 12 visits, then what?
Well, I think the part where physical therapists have struggled with this has been that they've looked at those 12 visits as one thing and then something else as the next phase for a patient or client. What we would do with that individual is, from the very first interaction with them, we'd start to talk to them about their goals as they relate to movement. What do you want to be able to do? What did you used to be able to do that you can't do now? And, of course, there are obviously all of the functional components, but from the very beginning, it's more than just what that knee means. You know, we can't break these people up into body parts. We've got to look at what the knee means and how that knee is either limiting them or how it's going to help them achieve future goals. So you come to us with knee pain, and let's just say, for example, it's patellofemoral pain, and you had developed it over time through maybe some bad habits or some bad mechanics. We'd work with you on those, but at the same time, and again, from the very beginning, from first interactions, we'd be talking to you about what are your other goals from a whole body perspective. How do we get you to meet these other goals? And we often find out that that person with knee pain, they didn't address it for 6 months. They've gained 20 pounds due to some bad habits. They used to be a high school athlete, and they'd love just to get back in shape again. And so we start to educate them. You know, physical therapists are one of the best musculoskeletal educators out there. And so we start with an education process, teaching these patients and clients that this isn't something, you don't have to go run a marathon for a physical therapist to be able to enhance your life. And so we take them through that process. And then at a certain point, when those maybe the 12 actual physical therapy visits are up, it may not be all 12. Maybe their knee pain or their symptoms have resolved at 6 or 7 visits. Mm-hmm. We talk with them about their possibilities if they'd like to transition and how we can continue to work with them so that they can maintain a healthy lifestyle and do the things that relate to movement that they really want to do.
So as far as then, once my pain subsides, are you talking about some kind of a maintenance program or some kind of ongoing cardio program, or what would you be talking about there?
Yeah, we look at it as an entire continuum, and we've often tried to create sort of a straight line continuum where it starts with rehab, and then it might go into a maintenance, and then an enhancement phase. But what we realize is it's more circular. You know, all of us have musculoskeletal problems, and the older I get, the more of them that I have. And so as we go through time and we have more of these musculoskeletal challenges, what we see is that we drop in and out of the different phases, particularly if we have any sort of activity level or goals that we're trying to achieve. So I may have some dysfunction or pain at my knee, and that may resolve with appropriate care and education. And then I'll work towards some specific goals on either a specific performance metric or goal that I have, or on a maintenance goal. And what will happen sometimes is something else may come up. You know, again, they're mechanical systems, and they do have a tendency to break down. So I may drop back into that rehab phase again. What we want to do is know as much about the individual as possible so that we can address that person regardless of whether they're in a performance phase, a maintenance phase, or a rehab phase.
Okay. And if you would address the business model, the business side of your model, if you could. You're obviously accepting insurance, but do you have cash pay? What's your marketing strategies? What's your thought process there?
Yeah, I think one of the areas where we've really been able to excel has been on that marketing side. So we do take insurance. We take insurances that we feel compensate us for the value that we bring. We see so many PTs taking contracts that are below their costs, and it continues to befuddle us why someone would do that. So we take insurance contracts where we feel that we're compensated fairly for the value we bring. We do have cash rates that are commensurate with that. But as far as our overall business model, we also when we talk about that team of people put together, our entire team shares in that process. They all create the value in the process as a team. And so as such, we also then share all of that revenue and profit with the entire team, which makes us a little bit unique and I think has allowed us to come together much better as a team than you might find. We don't place more value on one practitioner than the other. Rather, each person has their role in the process. So we may have a client coming to us and starting the process with insurance benefits, but as time has gone on, those benefits seem to become less and less, and so we offer a variety of options for that patient then to phase into a client opportunity where they're able to pay cash either on a per-visit process, or we even have situations where they'll pay for months, 6-month processes, or years to go ahead and achieve that goal of following them throughout their entire life process.
Yeah. And so it is conceivable that there would be an injured patient working with a clinician or someone from your team next to someone that is perfectly healthy but in the maintenance phase.
Correct. That happens all day long, every day. And also, to take it a step further, there may be someone in the maintenance phase, and then right next to them is an athlete that was in one or two of those phases prior and is preparing for a number of different competitions. We, you know, Olympians, professional athletes, but also just, you know, those weekend road warriors that want to go out and ride a century or do those other races.
Yeah. Now, before we run out of time, what do you attribute any one thing to your success? I know you're one of the founders of this group. What gave you the idea, or what motivated you to go off on your own, or if you could give our listeners maybe a little bit of insight there?
Yeah, you know, I've always had a strong penchant towards movement-based processes. I've always loved sport and loved activity and have been amazed at how the human body adapts to various stresses. But what I learned a long time ago, and it was the hard way initially, was that we're only as good as the team that we have around us. And so, you know, we've really worked real hard to put together a team of very talented people that want to continue to grow professionally, personally, and financially. And that's really been our strength, is this entire team of people working towards a common goal.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Excellent. And if someone wanted to contact you, Jim, do you have an email or a website that we could send people to?
Yeah, absolutely. My email is james@movementforlife.com. Or they can visit movementforlife.com, where we provide a complimentary series of daily prescribed exercises for basic function for people.
Great. Awesome. All right. Well, you have shared a lot of good ideas, some good information. Hopefully our listeners will find it to be helpful. And out there, you've been listening to Jim Glenn, who is the founder of Movement for Life, 16 clinics in Arizona and California. Where is clinic number one located?
We're in San Luis Obispo, California.
All right. Okay, so if you're ever in the area, be sure you look up Jim and say hi. All right, Jim, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to help us to provide expertise to all of our listeners on PT Talker today.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, and you have been listening to PT Talker, where we bring you news, information, and expertise each and every week. You can certainly hear previous episodes of PT Talker on iTunes. I want to thank everyone for listening. I hope you'll tell all of your friends about PT Talker, and tune in next week when we'll have another guest who will hopefully be able to share some helpful information. Let's get out there and help someone get well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.